RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550.
Tee to Green is being presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
A hole in one.
Now, it's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Cozio, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Minas.
Good morning, everybody, here on a Saturday. We welcome you in to Tee to Green, live and on the air here on WGR Sports Radio 550. I'm Brian Cozio, along with PGA Pro Jeff Minas. Kevin Sylvester is working this week at the FedEx St. Jude first round of the FedEx Cup playoffs on the PGA Tour. We'll talk to Kevin coming up a little bit later in the show. But we are live at Tri-County Country Club in Forestville on, at the moment, a dry Saturday, which we hope continues. Jeff, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. We want it to be dry. They got their club championship going out today, and I have a certain fondness for this place because I was the head professional for a few years and always loved coming out here on Route 39 and enjoying this golf course. But, yeah, we got the Bills game later, so we're rooting for some good weather today. It's getting near the end of the summer, club championship season. That's your club championship today here, so let's get this weather nice and clear for these golfers this morning.
I would agree. Yeah, a lot of fun activities and a lot of going on in the golf world here in Western New York. As we welcome you again here to Tee to Green Tri-County Country Club in Forestville, we'll be joined by the PGA Pro here, Dan Redding, in just one moment to get some information there. Coming up, as we said, Kevin Sylvester, third man of our team at the FedEx St. Jude Championship, covering it this week. You can hear him on the stream on PGA Tour Live or on ESPN Plus. Kevin will join us in about 30 so minutes or so from now to give us an update on what's going on in the first event of three on the FedEx Cup playoffs. Also going on this week, interesting comments from some of the golfers that are playing this week about Phil Mickelson, who's in the news for some of his gambling information that has come out. So if you didn't hear about that, we'll have that going on. And also, we know, you know, our thoughts are with the people out in Hawaii right now, just the devastating fires in Maui. Colin Morikawa doing something really special this week with his rounds So Colin has a tie with Hawaii, so we'll tell you what he's doing if you don't know about that as well. We'll get our check of the PGA Tour leaderboard, Champions Tour report, the Boeing Classic going on this week, LPGA leaderboard. They have a major this week, the AIG Women's Open, going on over in England. And, of course, our Western York PGA Tip of the Week. All that and more coming up here from Tri-County Country Club. We're inside the restaurant, grill room, bar area, and we're happy to be with us. We've got some pictures if you want to see it on Twitter and on Instagram at T2G Buffalo. Let's welcome in Dan Reddick here, the PGA Pro. Dan, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're great. Thanks for having us.
Well, thank you for coming out today. Like Jeff said, we got a great day. Hopefully, some clear weather today. That's the biggest concern right now moving forward. But club championship, always a good unofficial kind of wind down towards the end of the season. But, you know.
Yeah, a lot of guys point to this week, though. Yeah, it's a big week. You know, you'd like to get your name on the plaque and get the parking spot. And, you know, there's a certain pride that comes with being the club champion at a place that, you know, raised Cindy Miller and Jamie Miller. And, you know, some very, very good players have come out of this club.
We've definitely had a lot of good players that have come through here. And honestly, you're right, the plaques, the parking spots that go with it, all that little
stuff. The bragging
stuff.
Rights.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Tell your buddy that you're the club champion.
It's a humble brag. Typically, yeah, I won the club championship there once. Yeah, you got to do it like that.
It is fun, whether your expectation is to try to win or if you maybe are just coming in thinking, all right, I can't win this, but I'm going to try to play my best. Like, the playing competitive golf in a setting that is a little bit more serious than maybe just the normal casual round during the week, I think it's great. I'm sure a lot of people get excited about this for a lot of reasons because, you know, today, kind of every shot counts, you know, putt everything out, sure. all that sort of thing. Like, it's fun to play in a tournament setting.
Putting it out is different for a lot of guys.
Yeah.
Sure. I mean, you got a flight for everything. I mean, There's your lower flights, your white tee flights, your blue tee flights. Everybody's playing for something today. It should be a great day.
Yeah, it's fun. You know, I guess it's a good time of year to have this because typically you've been playing all summer, so hopefully your game's peaking, and then you have something that's important, and then in a couple of weeks, unfortunately, we'll be airifying. Which also people think is the end of the season. To me, it's the beginning of the best season. Yeah, because once those heal, the greens are usually great after that, and it's the best time of year to play golf.
Yeah, fall out here. If you've never played this golf course, fall out here with all the trees and
elevation,
you know, the surrounds and everything. It's just gorgeous.
Yes, it is.
Yes, live at Tri-County Country Club here. We're with Dan Redding, the PGA Pro, along with Kevin Sylvester later on. Jeff Metis, I'm Brian Colesio.
I wasn't here last week. That's why I threw you off.
You're all thrown off. Yeah. I know. Don't take a week off, Jeff. I know.
I know.
I got a chance to play here about a month ago. Came up with Sal and Bulldog from our station. Thanks again for having us. It was a good time. First of all, I think for a lot of us maybe listening that live in the Buffalo area, most of the courses there have less terrain than does here. And I would say that not only are the views tremendous, but I just think, you know, some of the shots that I hit are very unique. I don't get to, you know, I live in Amherst, so I play the courses in that little circle there more often than others. But coming here, Dan, I think these courses have such a unique look. And, you know, to be close enough to Buffalo to be able to get here to play, I think it offers such a different, unique experience that I really enjoyed. I know I'm sure you get that feedback maybe from people that don't play it or aren't a member on a regular basis.
Yeah, we have a plaque or a little sign right under the TV. It says if you play a flat course all the time, you think you're better than you really are.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That Johnny Miller, I read that. I thought that was a great quote.
Yes,
yeah.
He actually said it on a TV broadcast, and our superintendent heard it and had it printed. It was just it was kind of a fun little thing. But honestly, this golf course is incredible. I mean, it's if you've never played it before, like you mentioned, the elevation changes, the side hills, you're thinking the entire way around, and you're
a lot of diversity of holes too.
Sure, and you're never playing the same hole twice. You could play it 30 times a year. You're going to be in different spots, and your shot is going to be completely different each time.
And I found from playing here 1,000 rounds is it's still very difficult to read the greens. Not once you learn them, but it's because of the visual deception, because there's so much elevation changes and hills everywhere that what you perceive is flat, if you look around you, it's actually not flat. And that makes you, like you say, a better player. It was great to be able to hit uphill, downhill, you know, to have to hit an iron on a par 4 to keep it in play and then hit a good wedge and then have to hit a driver. driver and in a good spot. And, you know, there's a lot of fun shots here to play. And that's what makes golf fun, having fun when you're enjoying your round.
Yeah, I'm still learning the greens myself. I've been here for 10 years, and I'm still learning them. There's subtle breaks that change year to year as the ground thaws, freezes, and, yep. You know, whatever. But I'm still learning them, too.
And it was a half hour from Hamburg when I was the pro here, so it's not such a long ride at all.
No, and, honestly, we have members that come from Lancaster that come out, you know, they've been here for years. A lot of members are from Fredonia. A lot of members are from Hamburg. We're kind of like, I mean, I know it's like, you know, a little off the beaten path, but we're kind of centralized to a lot of different areas, too. So typically it's about a 30-minute, 40-minute drive from wherever you are in that area, but... No, it's definitely worth the drive.
Yeah, the greens themselves, when playing, trying to, you know, for me, as being unfamiliar with them in general, sometimes, you know, like you'll walk up and see it, say, oh, I think it goes this way. But then I'll walk off the green, like, you know what? The whole landscape kind of goes to the right here. Like, I should have seen that more. And I guess maybe would that be something to take in mind versus just, hey, beyond looking at maybe the 15 feet that you're about to putt on here, like maybe... take a step back and look at the bigger picture of
Absolutely.
The land around
look
you.
Look at the whole picture.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, even just this area right here, we're sitting out by the grill room here and looking out over to 18, and you can see everything slopes down here towards, you know, towards where we are sitting.
Yeah.
And,
but when you're on that green, you may not perceive it. That's why
correct.
You take that general yeah. view. I always tell people when you're walking up to the green is the best time to start reading the green, not when you get to the green, because you see everything around it, and that's where you get a bigger perception. I always imagine a huge bucket of water getting dumped on that green as I was walking to it. Which way would the water run off? And that gave me a general idea as I walked to the green how to read it, and then I'd go from there. You know, once
sure.
you get closer.
When it does rain, hopefully it doesn't today, but when it does rain, you can usually see like a line that literally goes right by where the fault lines are, and mm-hmm. you know, little spots in there, and you can see exactly where that bucket of water would go.
Yeah, yeah, that's really cool. We're here at Tri-County on Tee to Green. Brian Colziel, PGA Pro Jeff Metis, and the PGA Pro here from Tri-County, Dan Reddick, is with us here as we talk a little bit about the golf course itself. Yeah, I think one thing that I think is a challenge for some people that maybe they get those side hill lies or the uphill or the downhill, but also maybe dealing with the elevation change. I think that's something with the shots coming in, like, hey, do I have to give this a little more or a little sure. less if it's really uphill or really downhill? And that, I think, is all part of the fun. We were discussing the fourth hole here as a short par four, and it can be reached if you hit a good drive or whatever you choose to hit off the tee, but there's also a layup area, but it's not necessarily a perfect easy layup either.
Sure.
So I think you've got a lot of different kind of thinking sort of decisions along the way, which is part of what makes golf a lot of fun, Dan, is that you have these opportunities to make a decision during the course of your round, which is kind of the fun of the risk reward, or, you know, should I play it safer, more conservative, all these sort of things, I think is what over the course of 18 holes, like you like to have that. You don't want it to just be the same decision every single hole.
Yeah, our golf course is kind of interesting. That front nine, you can kind of think your way around it. Even if you're not, you know, ball striking very well, it's short enough that you can kind of plot your way around. The back nine does add a little length, but it opens up a little bit too. So, kind of like two separate nines in a lot of ways. That fourth hole you mentioned, just a great golf hole, 220 yards. You got to carry the pond. If you can carry 220, you could look at a nice shot at birdie or even eagle.
Yeah.
And this course is older. It's mature. What year was it built again?
1924 for the first nine. The second nine was put in, you know, kind of in the middle part of that. But
been around. It's got some mature trees. Yeah.
Yeah, I like it a lot. Got the patio outside here where we're looking from the grill room. But, yeah, I just think it's a unique course to play. So,
You had an interesting, I don't know if we're jumping the gun here, talk about your round at the club championship.
Yeah.
Because you got the club championship this sure. week, and club championships are coming up a lot right now. And
yeah, let's talk a little bit about that. So and maybe, you know, it'll help some of your members maybe
yeah,
driving
I
in
bet
right
there's
now
a lot of it this weekend. Yeah.
So last week at Pendleton Creek, I played in my club championship and had a really good first day. And then second day, took a little step back. But the pace of play was definitely different from day one to day two. It was much, much slower. The first day, almost never waited, and I felt in a really, really good rhythm. And then the second day.
Can I jump in real quick?
Yes, go ahead.
You had your great round. Your best round of the year was, you had a very similar situation, right?
I don't mind telling the score. I had 75.
You had 75.
It was good. It was a really good day for me,
And you shot 71 earlier in the year playing with Sale, just buzzing around real fast,
right? That's right,
They just correlate, but go on with your story. I'm sorry.
So, last week, I mean, we just, we did the show from Pendleton last week, and I kind of just jumped right onto the first tee. And it wasn't really a lot of warm-up and got out there. I had to play the back tees just from where my handicap was. And I had a great day. We were, rhythm going, no waiting, and shot 75, and it was great. And then the second day, it was, I had the later tee time being toward the end and then shot 86, which for me, I was disappointed with. And I was struggling with dealing with the pace of play. And I know club championship time, tournament time, sometimes that can be a different difference. I mean, I think a lot of things that are great about a lot of the courses here in Western New York, and I would assume at a place like this too, Dan, is that pace of play is great. That's why a lot of times you join a club, right?
Absolutely.
Because you have that opportunity to play and you can get out, and it doesn't have to be a 5.5 hour round.
Yeah. I mean, we don't ever deal with 5 hour rounds. We're literally normally in that area of like two hours and 45 minutes to 4 hours. After that, now we got some problems. However, club championship does add a little bit of a wrinkle to that.
For sure. Yeah, everybody's putting things out, taking that extra second.
Hopefully they're not using aim point to slow the whole world down behind them, but I digress.
Yeah, let's talk about pace of play here as our official Western Europe PGA tip of the week, brought to you by the Western Europe PGA, which has one goal, promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond. So I didn't deal with the slower pace of play very well. What are some tips from both of you just through your years of expertise or what you see from members that can maybe help me the next time where I'm in that spot and I'm waiting and I'm like, all right, it's maybe a lot longer in between shots. I guess to say I like that rhythm feeling when I'm playing, like definitely that's how I play well, but I did not handle the pace of play well last week when it got a little slower.
Brian, I'm in the same boat as you. I am not somebody who traditionally is very good at waiting. I am, get up to the ball, very much get up to the ball and go. So when I have this issue where it's pace of play or I feel like it's slower or whatever, I really try to take a step back, slow my rhythm down, and, get to my ball, but, take an extra look or, try to do something that almost distracts me to the point where I'm not focused on it anymore. That's kind of like, that's my mentality, is try to do something, whether it be walking from the cart to the ball a little bit longer, just trying to slow myself down.
Yeah, and I think what happens is, especially in these tournaments, is people get out of the things that they usually do, and that's why they'll struggle in a tournament. Or they try to do something more, or try harder, or try to do something they don't do on a normal day, or don't play to their strengths. As a golf professional and playing for years and years in tournaments, you kind of have to accept there's going to be pace of play issues sometimes. So you learn to deal with it. The way I dealt with it is, you like to get in a rhythm in your golf swing. So in order to keep that rhythm, I relied on my routine. So in between my shots, I would enjoy the chit-chat. I would maybe walk a little slower to my ball, look for the birds, look for deer, look for whatever it is, and enjoy the day out there if that's at all possible, if it's not raining or whatever. And just try to – and then everything else, once you get into that bubble when it's time to hit your shot, then you try to regain that rhythm. And if you take the same amount of time with your pre-shot routine and go through the same things you've done every other day when you were playing, I think that helps. And I think especially in club championships, you don't want to try to do things you haven't done or you're not comfortable with. Anytime you're going to hit a shot that you don't think you can hit, you're probably not going to hit it good. So that's that 80% rule where, hey, if I can hit the shot 80% of the time, I'm going to try to pull it off, if it's a difficult shot. But other than that, when pace of play is slow, acceptance, you have to accept the fact, hey, I'm going to be out here 5.5 hours today, so I might as well enjoy the day. And when it's my turn to hit, I try to get into that little bubble of concentration where I start my routine, and once I'm inside that routine, nothing else matters, and then I just commit to trying to hit the best shot I can, and then I accept whether it was good or bad and move on from there. But yeah, rely on your routine. If you don't have a routine, maybe create one for the day so that you can stay in that bubble and not allow outside factors to affect how you play that day, because you can't let that outside stuff affect you.
I like what you said about acceptance and understanding that literally people who have played all year, all of a sudden are putting everything out. And now all of a sudden
the rounds are just going to be longer just because they're focused on a 5-foot putt or even a 2-foot putt. I mean, out here, it's really easy to miss a 2-footer.
Yes.
And, you know, understanding that guys are in the same spots, everybody's in the same boat, and, you know, that little putt that typically your buddy gives you, it matters.
And I think some people, they get nervous because they got to post a score at the end of the day on that scoreboard. And you get embarrassed if you have a bad day, or you have certain expectations for yourself before the round. Well, I'm a 5 handicap. I should break 80 every time, or whatever it is. Yep. If you get rid of those expectations and just focus on that process at the end of the day, we always talk the best rounds, like your best. Sometimes you don't even know what you're shooting. Like, you got to stop and think that I'm, because you're just focused on the next shot.
Yeah, that round I played with Sal, it was just the two of us. We flew around. We were talking about everything, and all of a sudden I was like, wow, I'm playing great here. I could, you know, you're right. You're focusing on other stuff.
Try to recreate that atmosphere and take, when you've had those good rounds afterwards, think, what made that round good? Why did I play well? And try to recreate that atmosphere. And don't worry about the end result. Just focus on, hey, I hit the best shot I could every single shot. If I was committed to every shot and I hit the best shot I could, then that's the best I could have shot today, and accept it. Yeah. Sometimes it's great. Sometimes you have a really good day, but someone plays a little better than you, and hey, you know, it's just going to happen.
Yeah. No, it's fun though. And partially just due to our radio show responsibilities, I don't get to play in a lot of tournaments during the year. So, the club championship's fun. So for everybody playing it here at Tri-County today,
good luck.
Embrace, as you said, acceptance of maybe the pace of play.
Sure.
Embrace even being a little nervous today, right, Dan?
Embrace the weather.
That's okay. Yeah.
Everything about it. You know, if you come in here today and you're wondering about the weather and you're already kind of like, I don't know if I want to play today, you're probably not going to shoot a very good score.
I always felt one of my we walk to a tournament when it's raining, and I remember telling my college team, half these kids don't want to be here. You got half these kids beat right now if you want to be here. So half of them, their mind's not there. The other thing is, everybody's going through the same. If you're nervous, everybody's nervous. And if you're nervous, that means you're doing something cool on the round of golf. And everybody else, you know, very few people are going to have a great day in the club championship because everybody's trying harder and don't play in a lot of tournaments. So, you know, don't measure yourself against other players. Just measure yourself against how you committed to each shot that day.
And the PGA Tour players will say the same thing too, like that, how these big tournaments, like there's a different feeling for them too. And but they handle it really well. That's why they're the best in the world. But they still maybe do have those extra butterflies, those extra nerves. They just obviously are a little bit better at handling it. They also obviously have great golf swings too. That helps. But
if you're out there playing and it's a 5-hour round and there's an open hole in front of you, it's you. It's your group. Yeah. You might be the one. We didn't have to wait all day. Hey, yeah, you're the problem.
Yep. That's right. Tee to Green live at Tri-County Country Club. Dan Redding, the PGA Pro here. Dan, how about for those that maybe want to think about coming here to try it out?
Yeah.
Check out the place. Maybe they haven't been here, but they're listening here for the first time. Say, hey, this is a cool spot. Or maybe even, you know, they live the South Town, Southern Tier, that maybe this could be a really good opportunity for them. What are some opportunities for membership-wise that maybe you could throw out their
sure
way?
Sure. You got a couple different options for them. So the first one, obviously, is membership.
Yeah.
We do we're starting next week, we're going to be doing the deal where you, if you put the deposit down, it's $750, you put the deposit down, you get that applied to next year, but you also get 30% off of year one dues, no initiation, 3 guest passes to bring somebody, to bring a couple of buddies out for the remainder of this season, and then, you know, next year you'll get invoiced for some other incentives as well. But all that stuff comes out next week. So there is still quite a bit of golf left for us here.
So you're running like a fall special. People get in early this year.
Yep. So it's kind of a nice way to trial like if you absolutely hate it, I can't imagine it, but if you absolutely hate it, you're under no obligation. That deposit goes away and
you don't have to come back next
year.
They're going to come back.
But you get all fall to play. And like I said, that goes towards next year as well. So, that's the first option. The second option is if you're, you know, not sure and you want to come trial us out, we do have daily fee rates. Golf course is open to members in the mornings typically, but there are some times where public players can jump on and fill the tee sheet. So right now the course conditions are, you know, absolutely phenomenal. We just had our Invitational a couple weeks ago, right into the club championship this week. So if you've never tried it, how's the time?
It's been a wetter summer than normal too. So you've got the summer conditions in terms of the growing, but also you got a little lushness like you see in May.
Sure. Well, the superintendent, Pete Gilray, has been here for 30 years or something, close to that.
Year 31, I believe.
So he knows the terrain a little bit, yes.
Yeah. Now, we're definitely lucky to have Pete. He's been probably the heart and soul of this place for years. And,
and a lot of fun to hang out with, by the way.
Great pride.
Yeah.
Yes. It takes great pride in what he does out here. And, for the budget that he has, our golf course is literally just a gem.
Yeah. I would attest to it just playing it a few weeks ago. We had a great time coming in and a unique experience. So definitely would suggest to give it a shot.
I remember trying to hire him away from here when I left. As a matter of fact, he's very, very good at his job.
Dan, how can people get information?
Phone, email, our phone number's on the website, but it's 716-965-2053, or email info@tricountycountryclub.com. There's also personal emails for myself online as well, but if anybody has any questions, feel free to reach out to me.
And the website's easy, just tricountycountryclub.com.
Yeah.
Okay, all the information is there. And as Dan said, look, if you're thinking about maybe wanting to join a club, this opportunity here to do that with no real, I'm locked in for 2024, that opportunity there. So you can try it out. Hey, what's it like to be a member? I mean, it's the ability to come and play kind of as you please is just, it's so nice. It really is. It's a great experience.
Oh, come out here in the fall with the foliage out here in the hills.
The golf course, the pace of play. I mean, I know a lot of people deal with pace of play issues regularly on, a lot of different tracks, but we really don't have too many issues with that. And, people have kind of fell into a niche of, I'm an 8:30 guy. I'm a 7:30 guy,
right.
So there's plenty of different options available for whether or not you're an early morning riser or somebody who likes to kind of meander to the golf course a little later.
Yeah. Is the grill room and restaurant open to the public or
it is
it a member? Okay, it is.
Yeah,
good.
It is open to the public. Certain nights we have pretty much, at least in the summertime, a lot of league nights.
Yeah.
So it can be a little loud in here during the leagues, but
who wants it dead quiet?
Yeah,
you want some atmosphere when you walk into a restaurant. Yeah.
No shortage of that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, before we let Dan go here, I'm sure maybe at some point out on the course today, there might be some friendly wagers amongst the group.
Oh, yeah.
But
Phil Mickelson type wagers?
But I don't know if anybody's going to be doing what Phil Mickelson has done. So reports here over the last few days, and the golfer, the PGA Pro golfers that are playing this week have been asked about it. Phil Mickelson has been reported to have wagered over $1 billion on pro football, college football, basketball, baseball, and even stories that he bet $400,000 on himself to win a match in the Ryder Cup. Stories that Gary McCord, the old CBS announcer, would come up. He would walk up to the 16th tower, wherever he would be, and he would flash down a number of these
Bones
are your
right,
odds.
Yep.
So yeah, he would send the signal to Bones, and then Phil would give the thumbs up or the thumbs down of whether he was taking the bet or not. First of all, $1 billion to me, like that right there, whoa. Secondly,
you can't win them all, A. And B, there's a VIG, so I'm trying to figure out how that works out for him.
Yes, it said he lost over $100 million. Now, I guess if you go 50-50, you'd still owe $100 million on that because of the VIG, like you said. But, yes, that's high-level stuff right there. Interesting, Rory McIlroy was asked about Mickelson, and he said, well, he can bet on the Ryder Cup this year because he's not playing. Yeah.
Yeah. I always found wagering to be part of the fun of golf, to be honest. Like a friendly wager with the guys. Like it's hard to play without a little friendly bet against the guys you're playing with.
Sure. Sure. We did that yesterday, actually. A couple of us went out and played a little bit of a, front nine match, and nobody won. But at the same time, it was out there.
Yeah, you got to have two down, automatics, air presses. There's a million games you can play. It makes
ours
it so much
was
fun.
Was $10 a guy. So, I mean, it wasn't really what Phil Mickelson's doing.
No. I wouldn't bet against Phil Mickelson because he'd beat me. Yeah.
What's your favorite game to play?
Honestly, I just like carts. I just love doing just regular old cart matches, you know.
I'd like
3-3-3 if you're doing 18.
Yeah, stuff like that. I used to like a game called Wolf, if you're familiar with that, where it's a fivesome and you can go alone. It's kind of a complicated game, but that's a lot of fun in the fall.
Yeah. I've done, I think, quite a bit high-low where you can, where if you have the high score, you lose a point for your team.
Yep.
And but it's, and obviously if you have the low, you get a point. But I like it in the sense that if you have maybe four players, but they're not all the same ability, that way everybody's kind of still in play, you know, like.
Isn't that what cool about golf? Because you can take
you can
a handicap,
it, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And everybody can compete on an equal field, and then you can have those bets. You can bet a 2 handicap, can bet a 26 handicap, and have a good time out there doing it.
Real quick on the handicap, because that we were discussing that with scores coming in of like, oh, well, you should shoot. The handicap doesn't, the number itself, Jeff, correct me if I'm wrong, it doesn't mean if your handicap's 10, it doesn't mean that if you shoot, that it, you should be shooting 82 every time, right? Like that doesn't, that number doesn't equate equally, right?
It's not a bowling average. It measures right. Your potential in golf. Right. That's
potential.
The difference.
And potential is
key. And they throw, it throws out bad rounds and everything, right, Dan? Like,
right.
Yeah, your top scores are the ones that matter. The a lot of times, the if you post to, like, if you're a 10 handicap, you post a 92. A lot of times, it doesn't factor anything. It just kind of kicks it right out. But if you post
you
post a 79 or something like that, all of a sudden that's definitely going to count.
And then there's exceptional tournament scores, which they have their club championship today. If someone shoots well below their handicap at that time, that number, that score stays on your handicap record for a year then.
Yeah,
and that's a way to try to beat guys. That
and that's why when you enter it, most people have that USGA Gin app.
Mm-hmm.
It says what? There's the home away, but then there's tournament.
T right? Scores. Yep.
So
yep.
Today, your members should enter it under tournament, or should they do home?
We enter those for them.
Oh, they enter them. Okay.
When we get all the scorecards, the software kind of boots it right.
Makes it a T.
Yeah.
That's the best way to do it, yeah, because you do want those tournament scores being posted.
Yeah.
No,
for a lot of these guys, I mean, honestly, for a lot of members, it's that you want to see those numbers. You want to see them posting every day. You want to make sure that their handicaps are legitimate. That's one surefire way to, you know, you don't want to cause trouble.
It's the best way to measure yourself as a golfer, how you're doing too. If you're posting every score, you're going to see your index. It's either going to go up or down. Are you playing better or worse? Where did you start the year? Where are you at this point in the year? Have you, you know, is it time to get a lesson from your PGA professional because your game's going the wrong way? It's a good way to monitor your scores over time too.
Don't pick and choose what you post, right?
Absolutely.
That's the worst.
Your bad scores will get automatically filtered out. That's why, you know, if you play bad,
it's almost as bad to be the reverse sandbagger. 100%. You know, nobody wants to be with the guy who's got the vanity handicap when he's their partner.
Right. And that'll happen, like club championships. Like, oh, this guy's a 6 handicap and he shot 95 today. Well, oh, you had to putt everything out. You couldn't fluff your lie. You couldn't get that extra tee ball. Like, no.
He never posted his bad scores. Yeah.
Yeah, yep. That happens. TriCountyCountryClub.com is the website. Again, 716-965-2053. Beautiful place to come play here in Forestville on Route 39. Come check it out. Dan said a great offer here. If you want to try what membership is like here for the final half of the season, or even, as he said, there are public tee times available. Again, TriCountyCountryClub.com. Dan, thank you so much for being a part of our show again this year.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me.
Thanks for coming on.
All right. Yeah, good luck with the club championship today. I always love running tournaments like this. It's an exciting day for all the members and the scoring and the officialness of it. They're always fun days to work.
Tomorrow will be even more fun. We'll have hopefully a little crowd watching everybody come down 18. Hopefully a good finish. But, I'm looking forward to it. Always a good day.
Yep. All right, good luck with the event, and good luck to all the members here at Tri-County.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, we'll take a timeout here. When we come back, Kevin Sylvester live as he's working the FedEx St. Jude Championship. We'll see what's happening in the PGA Tour playoffs, the first of the three tournaments in the playoffs. All that and more coming up. We'll check our Champions Tour Report LPGA leaderboard as we take you up to 8 o'clock, countdown to kickoff. Jeff, there's a Bills game today.
Oh, I am very excited about that, not going to lie.
Bills coverage starting after we're done here from Tri-County at 8 with Jeremy White with countdown to kickoff. Bills and the Indianapolis Colts, 1 o'clock from Highmark Stadium. More TD Green from Tri-County Country Club coming up next right here as we take a timeout on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green is coming up.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey everyone, I'm Nicolo Tempio, the owner of the Lynx Golf and Tap. I'm here to tell you about our brand new golf simulator, Barn Lounge, that features three state-of-the-art TrackMan golf simulators. You can come play a round of 18 holes while enjoying all of our amenities at our full bar and kitchen. We promise to make your golf experience with us one of a kind. Book a tee time, book a lesson with one of our PGA pros, or book an event with us. We are located in Niagara Falls right next to the Rainbow Bridge, and you can find us on our website at thelinksgolfandtap.com. Come on down to the links and get your swings in.
Custom Turf is Western New York's leading artificial turf provider. From indoor and outdoor putting greens to dog turf or playground and gym applications, Custom Turf can create beautiful, functional, and lasting spaces for you and your family to enjoy for years. We also install golf simulator systems so you can play and practice year-round on stunning reproductions of the world's best courses. With our 25-plus years of experience, if you can dream it, we can build it. For more information, call them at 716-945-0283 and check out their work at CustomTurf.com.
Kevin Sylvester here for Golf Buffalo. What is Golf Buffalo? It's a brand started by two Buffalo guys that love golf and our home city. The gear features one of three unique Buffalo-themed logos on quality partner products from local or small businesses. Golf Buffalo is about Buffalo and golf and golf and Buffalo. To shop the gear, partner, or collaborate, visit golf-buffalo.com. Follow on Instagram at Golf Buffalo.
Conveniently located between Fredonia and Hamburg, Tri-County Country Club can be your home away from home this season. Located just 10 minutes from the Silver Creek exit and having been awarded 4 stars by Golf Digest, Tri-County has become a destination for members and guests alike. Come out to Tri-County and see why members and guests refer to us as a true hidden gem. With our rolling fairways, challenging greens, and superior conditions, it's easy to get lost in the beautiful natural scenery. In addition to a beautiful golf course, we have a full-service clubhouse, PGA-accredited staffing, junior programs, multiple practice facilities, member leagues and tournaments, along with welcoming members who love golf. Don't wait any longer. Become a member today and experience top-notch golf without the frills. Please give us a call at 716-965-2053 or visit tricountycountryclub.com for more information.
I'm Paul Peck, voice of the UB Bulls and head of sports development at VSP Graphic Group. Are you a business that wants to look bigger and look better? VSP can help you promote your brand with vinyl graphics, dimensional signs, and vehicle wraps. We'll take you through every step, design, printing, and installation. We are Western New York's leading graphics branding company. Learn more at vspgraphicgroup.com.
The Western New York section PGA of America is ready to help you start your journey in the game of golf. The section, which includes Buffalo, Rochester, and Northwest Pennsylvania, is home to 275 PGA professionals and over 100 PGA-recognized golf facilities that have a collaborative mission of growing the game of golf in our region. Just look for the PGA badge at your local pro shop, and we can help you pick up a golf club for the first time, reach your goals of playing in college, find a career in the golf industry, or even take up the sport in a team environment through PGA Junior League. PGA professionals are the experts in the game and the business of golf and are just waiting to share their expertise and love for the game with you. To find out more about the Western New York PGA, their charitable arm, PGA Reach Western New York, and how you can join their programs and tournaments, please visit WNYPGA.com, or you can join the conversation by following them on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at WNYPGA. The Western New York PGA has one goal, promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond.
Time for a check of the PGA Tour Leaderboard, brought to you by Callaway Chrome Soft. This ball is different. And by the First Tee of Western New York. Visit firsttwesternny.org.
Welcome back. Tee to Green live at Tri-County Country Club here in beautiful Forestville. It is time for our leaderboard check. We'll start with the PGA Tour, the FedEx St. Jude Championship. Lucas Glover having a great month here. He's leading a 10 under par, one better than Jordan Spieth, who is at 9. We'll get a full breakdown coming up here live with Kevin Sylvester in just one moment.
And the PGA Tour Champions Report, brought to you by Donald Ross Clothing, the world's finest golf attire. It's the Boeing Classic at the club at Snoqualmie Ridge, I believe I said right, out in Great Northwest. I was there this week. And leading is Woody Austin, tied with Kevin Sutherland at 6 under. And listen to these names: Stephen Ames, Harrison Fraser, Mahel Angel Jimenez, Tim Herron, John Houston, and the debut of Boo Weekly this week. So good week there on the Senior Champions Tour.
LPGA Leaderboard brought to you by Puma Golf. Allie Ewing, a 5-shot lead going into the weekend, kind of mirroring what Brian Harman did. Harman had a 5-shot lead going into the weekend in the men's open. Ironically enough, at 10 under par, Allie Ewing also at minus 10. A group of golfers that are 5 back include Andrea Lee, Charlie Hull, and Manami Katsu. They are all at 5 under par. That is your look at the AIG Women's Open in Surrey, England. All right, we go to Kevin Sylvester now live. He's working this week the FedEx St. Jude Championship, the first of the 3 legs of the FedEx Cup playoffs. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're great.
Yeah.
We're at in the grill room here at Tri-County. I know you know it well. It's a really, really, we were saying with Dan Reddick, the PGA Pro here last segment, how it's such a unique course to play. It's such a different experience than maybe what, you know, for those that are listening, maybe kind of in the Buffalo metro area, that I think this course is such an enjoyable experience to play.
Oh, absolutely. The setting is perfect. Yeah, you're right. You're getting out of the metro area out there. You've got some undulation. You've got some risk-reward holes. You've got the challenging greens and that great setting there. You either want to be in the patio or in the pub there. And what a cool thing would be if you win one of the big tournaments, right? The little den caddy bag in your honor up top on the shelf there. It's pretty cool.
And what's the atmosphere like where you are this week, Kev?
Well, I'm working PGA Tour Live this week, and hot. Warm, humid. I mean, listen, the heat was definitely an issue yesterday for the players, as the heat index was well over 100 degrees, and just everybody dealing with it. And it's one of those things where you've got to conserve energy, and you just got to find a way to, you know, stay hydrated, try to stay in your rhythm. Everybody's walking a little slower. The first 2 rounds, split tees and threes, right? Which wasn't the plan for the FedEx Cup playoffs with 70 golfers. They're all playing off the golf on the first hole in twosomes, but because of storms in the Memphis area and projected ones, they decided to keep it equitable for the first 2 rounds and did that with the ball in hand. They couldn't even mow the fairways yesterday before the second round. So it was lift clean in place again, and good thing because there was mud balls everywhere. And, you know, going off in twosomes today, excuse me, they're going off in threesomes today, but all off the first tee. Again, there is a chance of weather in Memphis, and it's going to be hot once again.
Kevin, the leader, Lucas Glover, got a big win last week. He's playing great, 66-64. He's been really playing well here this last month overall, even beyond just his victory. What has kind of been the story with him this week?
Well, it's really the story of the last 2 weeks. One of necessity, he was out of the playoffs going into the Wyndham Championship. He needed to finish either first or second and won the golf tournament to get into the playoffs. And now he's just carrying off, that good play. Matter of fact, if he wins this weekend, and we have a long ways to go for sure, he'll vault to third in the FedEx Cup standings. It's just remarkable. Yeah, it's Ryan Moore, Billy Horschel-ish, done that in recent years. And Horschel, of course, won the FedEx Cup one again. Go ahead.
Yeah. Didn't he just have a putter switch recently in the last month or so that projected him in this direction?
This is what I was going to get to, Jeff. Yes, it's all about the putter with Lucas Glover. He's always been one of the best ball strikers. Oddly enough, with the surname Glover, doesn't wear a glove. And ball striking's never been the issue. Putting and... I'll use the term terrible for a professional, but I mean, it wasn't even a stroke. Sometimes it looked like a stab and just never felt comfortable. But he switched the putter Adam Scott uses in the same style, that tall sweeper type putter and the specific actual brand. And what a difference. It looks like an actual stroke. He rolls it well, and that's why he's where he's at. And another guy with a putter change, and one that I think, is going to chase him well, Scotty Scheffler. I mean, you look at Scheffler's stats on the season, off the tee, approach to the green, around the green. His number one strokes gained, putting 135, and he's got a new putter in the bag this week, and it looks really well. He's gone to a mallet style, tailor made spider. Tight putter, and he's been rolling that very well this past couple of days.
Kevin, just from watching the covers these last 2 days, I'll say something that maybe yourself and all the other announcers have said over and over and over, not only this week, but in previous weeks. I'm so impressed with what he's able to do with his short game. It's been on display this week. He looks really good. We know he's, as good as there is, kind of with that up and down game, obviously it's working because he's in the final group today?
Well, every time I cover Jordan Spieth and he's got a bunker play, he's got a chip, I always predict it's going in.
you certainly perk up. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's always a good chance it is. Let's put it this way. If my life was on the line, I needed one person to hit a chip shot or a bunker, it's Jordan Spieth, right? I mean, he's just remarkable. He's a shot maker. He plays golf shots. He can play a swing or whatever. He's a shot maker, and he just has this ability to play what's required and what's needed from all different types of grass, different kind of lies. And well, yeah, another hole out bunker. He actually walked it in from a bunker. Who does that? Jordan Spieth does. That's who.
Yeah. Kevin Sylvester with us here, Tee to Green. He's on PGA Tour Live, ESPN Plus, the FedEx St. Jude. Kevin, just for real quick, this is the first of the three. Can you just explain how the numbers are going to work? They started 70 players for everybody here over the next 3 weeks. How many players will move on next week and then so on to the finals?
Yes, so we go top 70 here. Next week, the top 50 will make it to the BMW Championship in Chicago to join me there. And then, really, that's the highlight for him. And then the top 30 make a tour championship in Atlanta the following week for the tour championship and a chance to win the FedEx Cup. Now, I will listen, there is more than on the line than just a trip to Chicago and another paycheck for the players on this season. If you make the top 50, the tour announced its schedule for next season and signature events. Those are the ones with a higher purse and the Pebble Beach is going to be one. They name the 8 signature events. If you make the top 50, you are exempt into those events. If you don't make the top 50, then you got to try to, there's other ways to be the next 10. And then, the 5 events leading up to it. the top points getter. So there's chances to get in, but think about how high the purses have been for the signature events. You make it to Chicago, you're guaranteed to get into those, and I believe five of the eight have no cuts. So
you're guaranteeing yourself
a hefty paycheck.
Yep. Kevin, last thing, then we'll let you go here. For those that are going to be watching the coverage this weekend, what's the coolest thing about this golf course that you want people to look for?
Oh, I think this is one of, if not the most underrated golf course they play on the PGA Tour on TPC Southwind. It's a really cool track. The par threes are beefy and very challenging. So really, 14 is a really cool hole. I'll be on the coverage of that on stream 3 later this afternoon. But yeah, just everything about TPC Southwind, it's demanding off the tee. It's got beefy par threes. It's par 70, so it's just a couple of par fives. They're both reachable, but it's just a cool golf course and one of those that I know the players appreciate. I hope fans grow to appreciate it as one of the best they play.
Yep. Kev, make sure that you do a great job on coverage, but be ready Monday. Me, you, meet us, and our friends that won the
I just said we don't have expectations, but I got
raffle.
High expectations. Yeah.
We're ready to go for the first tee event at Craigburn on Monday, so I hope you're ready to go.
Well, I was working on my game a little bit yesterday in some off time, and yes, I think I'll be ready to go. Let's just hope Delta's ready to go, and we'll be fine.
That's right. Yes, please, right. Everything be on time and with you. Yes. All right, Kev, we'll be watching for you on the coverage this weekend on PGA Tour Live, and have a great call for this weekend, and we'll see you Monday at Craigburn.
Yeah, looking forward to it, Kev.
All right, boys.
Have fun this weekend.
Yeah, me too. Looking forward to it, guys. Take care.
All right. All right. Kevin Sylvester, of course, part of our Tee to Green team. Also part of our Tee to Green team, Jeff Blank and his daily bets. Hey, if you want to get some action in on the events on the FedEx St. Jude Championship here, follow Jeff on his Twitter and on Instagram, Jeff Blank, T2G, and also on our T to Green social media handles, T2G Buffalo. You can see his daily wagers. He's had a pretty good week here. He liked Colin Morikawa to win this week, who is doing something really good right now for what's happening in Hawaii. We'll tell you about that when we come back next segment. Also, in our final segment here, the New York State Men's Amateur Tournament went on, and Western New York represented very well. So we'll have that info coming up here as we take a timeout from Tri-County Country Club along with PGA Pro Jeff Mitis. I'm Brian Colziel. Tanner Saunders producing back in our Amherst studios. More Tee to Green coming up here. Jeff's rocking out here from Tri-County. We'll be back.
Found it.
Back for more in a moment from Tri-County Country Club on Tee to Green on WGR right after this.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green is coming up.
The excitement at Pendleton Creek Golf Club in North Tonawanda has its members enjoying their experience in so many ways. Continuous improvements to the golf course, the facilities, and the Pendleton Creek Pub are just some of the exciting things that the friendly staff are working on to enhance the Pendleton Creek Golf Club experience. Pendleton Creek would love to host your next celebration in our one-of-a-kind Pendleton Creek Pub and patio, where our staff can make your party a day to remember. Showers, birthdays, anniversaries, or any celebration, Pendleton Creek can host them all. While the golf course is private, the pub is open for everyone. Come in for lunch, dinner, or indulge on our Sunday brunch and see what makes the pub and restaurant one of the most unique places in Western New York. For more information about the Pendleton Creek Golf Club, contact Director of Golf and Membership Don Schneider or Food and Beverage Director Jackie Dewart at 716-694-0366 or visit their website, pendletoncreek.com.
Golfers are becoming familiar with Western New York's premier indoor golf facility. At Golf Dojo, you have access to fully enclosed suites powered by TrackMan. We are conveniently located at 7350 Transit Road, Suite 3. We've created a comfortable and focused environment for any golfer to practice, play, and learn. Golf Dojo is open 7 days a week to the public and has a membership level that fits your game. Starting at $20 a month, all memberships include 24-hour access, club storage, and discounted bay hours. As well, we've worked with our friends at Custom Turf to develop a members-only, fully private suite. The time to join is today. Find out more and book a time now at mygolfdojo.com.
Are you serious about improving your golf game? Your first stop should be Woods to Wedges inside the Worley Golf Dome. Woods to Wedges and their fitting studio is Western New York's first dedicated club fitting center. The heart of Woods to Wedges fitting studio is the TrackMan Pro Launch Monitor. Based upon Doppler radar technology, TrackMan is the most sophisticated piece of golf fitting equipment ever designed and is used by over 150 PGA Tour players. And be sure to check out Woods to Wedges with their new expanded hitting studios, fitting centers, and SAB Putt Lab Center. Their new studios can be utilized for fittings as well as lessons too. Their expanded selection will also give you the confidence to know that you'll get the very best in club selection that'll be custom fit for your game. So if you want to improve your game, get custom fit with the same technology that the pros use. Play the game with the clubs that are precisely fit to your swing. Call now and book your fitting at Woods to Wedges, 632-3021. Check out more online, woodstowedgesbuffalo.com. Woods to Wedges inside the Worley Golf Dome, custom fit for your game.
Good morning, golfers. Are you ready for another amazing golf season? At Glen Oak Golf Club, we're excited to host you, your friends, and family for an unforgettable golf experience. Whether you're a seasoned golfer or just starting out, our PGA professionals are here to make you better and to make this golf season the best one yet. Come and enjoy our legendary Robert Trent Jones Sr. designed layout. We can't wait to see you at Glen Oak making birdies and lifelong memories together again this season. Visit glenoak.com today to reserve your spot at Western New York's most played golf course.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The Bills make me wanna
shout. Kick your shout heels out,
up and
shout.
Throw your hands up and
shout.
Throw your head back and
shout.
Come on now, the Bills are making it happen.
7:51 is the time. Yes,
stand
it is a Bills game day. So we welcome you back. T to Green, Brian Colziel, PGA Pro, Jeff Mitas, Tanner Saunders producing. Thanks for the shout song, Tanner. Yes, after we're done here from Tri-County, Jeremy White takes over with Countdown to Kickoff. Bills and Colts coming up at 1 o'clock.
I know it's preseason, but it's football, and I will be watching probably every play because I'm that kind of fan.
Yeah. I'm taking my son. It's Kids Day.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, it's a fun day there at the Kids Day.
It is. Yep. Weather is good here in Forestville, where we are. Tri-County Country Club, so hope it keeps that way for the game
today. Yeah, it'll get here first, usually, yes.
That's right. Want to talk a little bit about the 100th edition. It's pretty cool. The 100th edition of the New York State Men's Amateur this week, which is held down in New Rochelle. And Kyle, a couple of Western New Yorkers finished first and second. Kyle Downey, who plays out of Oak Hill, won the event. Congratulations, Kyle. Anthony DeLisante, who we had on the show the week of the Porter Cup up at Niagara Falls Country Club, who plays out of Willowbrook, finished tied for second. So,
yep,
pretty cool.
Western Haynes brothers?
York, 1-2. Both Haynes brothers played it. Billy finished 11th. David finished 16th. They both play out of Craigburn.
And Ed Holm, you said?
Yes, Tyler Ed Holm. Mm-hmm. Him and his brother Ryan, two great local players out of Pendleton Creek. Tyler made the cut and finished tied for 27th. So
how about Anthony DeLisante's last little bit here? Let's see. He won his conference championship. What, he finished second and on a tough loss at the Porter Cup. He finished second on a chip-in in a six-hole playoff at the Monroe Invitational. Another major amateur, Tiger, played in that event.
Yep.
And now he finished second in the State Am.
And guess what his next tournament is? The U.S. Amateur.
The U.S. Amateur. And didn't Ben Reichert win it last year? Or was it 2 years ago when the Western New Yorker won that event, Ben?
Buffalo. The Porter Cup. He won.
And he won the State Am.
And the State Am. Yep. So, yes, good luck to Anthony going out to play the U.S. Amateur. Listen, if Anthony plays great, we could see him on NBC on the weekend.
Yeah, he can make the match play. Yeah, he's that kind of player.
Yeah, that would be awesome to do. Before we hand things off to Jeremy with the Countdown to Kickoff, we know this week, the scenes that we're seeing from Maui and Hawaii are just horrific with those wildfires. You know, unfortunately, we keep getting bad news with the death toll every day. But, I know
that golf does so much for charity.
It's part of the core culture of golf.
Yeah, and you know, every tournament that you play in, every fundraiser here with golf, it's always about raising money for good causes. Well, Colin Morikawa this week, who has a lot of family ties to Maui and Hawaii, this week's doing something really cool. For every birdie he makes, he's going to donate $1,000 towards relief efforts. But, I mean, that whole area, for those that have been to Hawaii, like just how beautiful that is on Maui here. I mean, it's pretty devastating to see that. So cool that Morikawa is going to do that.
And Dan Redding, who we had on earlier, the head professional, the PGA member from here, he was just there a couple weeks ago.
I saw he had the hat.
He had the hat on. And, you know, it's such a shocking thing to see happen. And the scenes are heartbreaking to watch.
Yeah. So cool that. So as you're watching, if you're watching the golf this weekend,
root for Colin
to keep making some birdies to get that money raised up. That's a really, really cool thing that he's doing, you know, obviously in the midst of what is what has turned into a tragic event in Hawaii. All right, so next week when we talk, the PGA Tour playoffs will be down to 50 left. You know, there's some really nice names here that are in contention here. Scheffler tied for eighth, McIlroy tied for eighth. They're only three back with two rounds to go.
Oh, yes, so, they're in it.
Yep, Schauffele, four back. He's at 6 under. Max Homa, who started the year hot, kind of up and down, he's also 6 under par. Morikawa, we just mentioned him, he's at 5 under par. But Glover's the leader going into the weekend. He and Spieth and Sungjae Im will play at 12:50 today. And if you, again, want to watch coverage, Kevin Sylvester will be a part of the stream.
Go between the golf and the Bills game,
That's right. Bills at 1 o'clock against the Colts here today. But, 2 weeks left after this week for the PGA Tour playoffs. So it's 70 this week, and then 50 next week, and then 30 for the Tour Championship.
Then a couple weeks to the Ryder Cup. Then a little break in the Ryder Cup. So it's good time of year for golf.
Yeah, and guys are playing, hopefully, to impress Zach Johnson to get a captain's pick.
I guarantee it's in their minds right now. Yeah, I think Lucas Glover's not thinking about that.
Yep. I mean, he could be. Yeah, I mean, that was part of the reason Horschel got picked that 1 year, because he was just on fire playing well. You know, Spieth, I think, is the first person points-wise on the outside. But, I mean, if he continues and finishes second this week, that might bump him in.
Hard not to pick him if he's
I think
close.
He's in 100% just because of just, you know, what he brings to the table. But there are some guys that have been playing well as of late, and also guys that haven't been that normally are on the team. Like, Morikawa is on the bubble. Like, I don't know. Do you take him? Do you not? Do you take a live player like Dustin Johnson? We still got to... Are we assuming Brooks Koepka is going to be in? He should be because of points. So
Bryson DeChambeau played pretty good a couple weeks ago last week, too.
Shot a 58.
Yeah. 61-58. That's pretty good. I don't care where you are.
I agree. Hey, information. If you want it here from everybody at Tri-County, a couple ways you can get it. TriCountyCountryClub.com. You can give them a call, 716-965-2053, or send an email if that's what you'll want to do, info@tricountycountryclub.com. Want to thank Dan Redick, the PGA Pro, for joining us for the first half hour of the show. If you missed any of it, it'll be up on our on-demand audio section at WGR550.com. I'll also tweet out the link a little bit later this morning at BrianWGR. Thanks to Tanner Saunders for producing back in our Amherst studios. Thanks to Kevin Sylvester for joining us from the FedEx St. Jude Championship. Jeff, thank you. Enjoy the
go Bills
the weekend. And yes, Bills, Colts.
You're supposed to say go Bills back.
Go Bills.
Right.
And go no one getting injured today. That's most important thing today. Yes. So anyway, let's put a wrap things on TD Green here from Tri-County Country Club. Next week, we'll be at Niagara Falls, the Lynx Golf and Tap.
Ooh.
Looking forward to heading up there.
Cool indoor spot.
Yep. We'll be there for our show next week.
Love those track mans.
Countdown to kickoff coming up. Jeremy White next. Thanks to everybody here at Tri-County. I'm Brian Colesiel. Thanks for listening to Tee to Green. If you're playing this weekend, hit them well. Enjoy the Bills coverage coming up next right here on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
Have you ever wanted to join a country club? Playing golf on a meticulously groomed course is an experience you won't be able to compare. Plus, it's more than just top-notch golf. It's also casual and fine dining, swimming, and socializing. It's been called Western New York's best-kept secret. It's Lockport Town and Country Club. And right now, you can come and enjoy one of the best 18-hole golf experiences while embracing one of the most unique layouts in all of Western New York. For more information or to schedule a tour, call 433-5969. One round at Lockport Town and Country Club will make you a fan for life. Lockport Town & Country Club, 717 East Avenue in Lockport.
Hey, it's Kevin Sylvester here for Buffalo Orthotics. I have flat feet, and that leads to foot pain and plantar fasciitis flare-ups. Man, it hurts. But thanks to Buffalo Orthotics, pain no more. Buffalo Orthotics are custom-made cast orthotics that cost nearly half of what you paid the podiatrist or retail store. And even better, their golf orthotics controls pronation during your swing, which allows for better use of ground forces and power. Those are the ones I have. Play pain-free golf this season and do your feet a favor. Go to BuffaloOrthotics.com.
The Miller Tennis Center in Williamsville is the premier year-round tennis club in the Buffalo area. Regardless of your age or skill level, the Miller Tennis Center has a program for you. Under local ownership, Todd and Debbie Miller have been passionate about providing an enjoyable tennis experience, all while partaking in the benefits of playing and practicing at an outstanding facility. The Miller Tennis Center's professional staff is the best in the area, winning many national and international awards for their service and certifications. For more information on their programs, junior tennis, or membership details, stop into the Miller Tennis Center at 5959 Sheridan Drive in Williamsville or visit their website, millertenniscenter.com.
The pros at Blue Tusk Tech provide outstanding five-star customer service while saving you up to 60% on pro-certified pre-owned Apple products. iPhone devices start at $149. iPad tablets start at $199. Mac computers start at just $349. 1 year, like-new warranty included. 0% financing available. Blue Tusk Tech is now an official retailer of YOLO Live professional multi-camera live streaming and switching tools. Check out their new vlog bar with all the influencer tech you need. Stop into Blue Tusk Tech today at 3929 Southwestern Boulevard, Orchard Park, behind Taffy's near Moe's.
Are you interested in really improving your game, or do you finally want to learn to play the great game of golf? The best way to achieve these goals is with quality, personalized, professional, private instruction. From PGA Class A certified professional with over 25 years of experience coaching players of all skill levels, enjoy the private bays and TrackMan experience at the Golf Dojo and make your game better with a lesson. Contact PGA Director of Golf Jeff Midas at jeff@mygolfdojo.com. Play better, have more fun.
How many times do you see this question on social media? Does anyone know a good plumber? Yes, I do. It's PCS. PCS Plumbing and Heating is your full-service source for plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and excavation services. You can rely on PCS to provide the best service possible, which is why they carry Trane brand HVAC equipment. It's hard to stop a Trane. Call today for a free estimate at 716-822-4302 or go to the website at pcsplumbing.com.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.